political Islam-based movement in Africa are threatening the African unity and the stability. Those are the messages we brought to the United States, and we are continuing meeting some others.
And what is the response like from the policymakers that you have met so far?
Well, as you know, the administration, they are in transition. Those who are in right now in the administration, they are going to leave. To those who succeed them, it should be a clear message. And that Khartoum had a master's degree in buying time from the international community, and especially from the United States.
Yasir Arman, you're a Muslim yourself. The government in Sudan has been saying that they are trying to create an Islamic State in Sudan, which they say is a good model for the Sudanese people after the separation of South Sudan from Sudan. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, it is not only me. It is the reality of Africa, the realities of Sudan. This goal does not match the African realities. There are millions of Muslims like me in Africa, but they belong to the Sufi, the tolerance Islam that accepts others. The political Islam, their biggest failure is that their vision does not accept the diversity. They don't accept other religion like Christianity, which is another African religion. And now they are seriously ruling some African countries, and they are spreading their message, which poses a threat to the African societies.
How would you like the international community or your friends to help at this point to prevent the spread of this political Islam that you are saying is sweeping Africa slowly?
We are calling upon the African Muslims to be in the forefront to fight the political Islam and not to accept their agenda. It is misleading agenda. It is against the interests of Islam as well as against the African interest. We call upon the African intellectual and the African governments to listen to the voice of the democratic forces in Sudan and in other African societies that are suffering from the political Islam. We believe that the Sudanese political movement and political life, which is aspiring and looking for change and transformation, should be helped by the African rulers and governments and intellectuals, and they should also listen to what we are telling them, because it will be an expensive price that the African societies and the Muslims in Africa are going to pay for the political Islam.
The efforts of the Sudan Revolutionary Front to address the issues of Sudan has gone on the military wing. You opted to take up arms to fight the government in Khartoum. Other critics of your ideologies are saying the only way to change Sudan is not by force, that you need to sit down and talk amongst yourselves, among the political parties, and then you come to an agreeable solution. What do you say to that?
We have been reaching out. We built the Sudan Revolutionary Front on the agenda of restructuring Sudan, which is a political agenda. We are open for a comprehensive political settlement. So we are trying to build a new Sudan on the realities of Sudan itself, on the mutual acceptance between all Sudanese, regardless of their color, social background, gender, geographical locations, that we should come together and we should build a society on mutual acceptance.